A group calling itself the Social Democratic Alliance, SODA, is advocating the inclusion of the youth in the decision-making process of the NDC. It said as attempts are being made to reconcile the founder of the party with the leadership, the same efforts should be used to bring more youth on board. The chairman of the political committee of SODA, Lord Hammer, made the observation at a news conference in Accra. He said the effect of the absence of the founder from the electioneering is not as threatening as the absence of the core of active youth. Mr. Hammer said the NDC is facing organizational challenges because it has abandoned those groups that enabled it to win the 2008 elections.
The obsession of a section of the leadership of the NDC with the need of a prevailing score of percentage in the 2012 elections strategy betrays a lack of willingness to open up the political process for mass involvement. It also shows the contempt and lack of recognition for the sacrifices made by thousands of young political candidates during the 8-year rule of the NDP. And let me give some explanation. We thought about bringing back Rawlings, bringing back this and that. You, what about that? So you bring back Rawlings to the campaign of the NDP. And the hundreds of thousands of youth who turned to 8 years, bring the past power and to create that political transformation, that's what leadership must take care of. So I work with us in the media, in the youth wing, in all sections of society. They must be brought back.
The chairman of the political committee of Social Democratic Alliance, SODA, Lord Hammer.